WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
Meteorologists and weather enthusiasts, along with the rest of the population, live on land, which is about 29% of our planet. So while our interest is above us, one cannot learn about the weather without considering the ocean, along with its effects on our weather, and the effect the weather has on it. Oceans comprise about 71% of the Earth's surface and hold more than 97% of all of our water. This surface layer is called the epipelagic zone, or the sunlight zone, and extends from the surface to 660 feet. This zone is where most of the visible light exists, and with the sunlight comes heating from the sun. This heating is responsible for wide changes in temperature that occur in this zone, both in latitude and with each season. Sea surface temperatures range from as high as 97 degrees Fahrenheit in the Persian Gulf to 28 degrees Fahrenheit near the North Pole. The sea surface temperature also follows the sun. From the Earth's perspective, the sun's position in the sky moves higher each day from winter to summer and lower each day from summer to winter. This change in the sun's position from winter to summer means that more energy is reaching the ocean and therefore warms the water. Interaction with the wind keeps this layer mixed and thus allows the heating from the sun to be distributed vertically. At the base of this mixing layer is the beginning of the thermocline. The thermocline is a region where water temperature decreases rapidly with increasing depth and transition layer between the mixed layer at the surface and deeper water. Below the epipelagic zone is the mesopelagic zone, which ranges from 660 feet to about 3,300 feet. The mesopelagic zone is sometimes referred to as the twilight zone or the midwater zone, as sunlight this deep is very faint. Temperature changes the greatest in this zone, as this is the zone containing the thermocline. Below these two layers are the bathypelagic zone, referred to as the midnight zone due to constant darkness, the abyssopelagic zone, where the temperature is constantly around freezing, and finally the deepest zone of the ocean, the hadapelagic zone, which goes all the way down to over 35,000 feet at the Mariana Trench off the coast of Japan. By the way, the weight of all the water overhead at the Mariana Trench is over 8 tons per square inch. That's about the weight of 48 Boeing 747s. I think that's what JB lifts at the spa every day. That's a quick peek at the ocean and its layers. If you have a weather question, drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.